Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good morning. It's Thursday. It's not Friday. Okay, so Joy Ma is here. So I'm going to play a song to start. I'm going to start it off. You know what? I think I should go into the announcements real quick. So, okay, I just wanted to remind people today that I'm coming on again at 1:30 in the business section. Just kind of my way to get with Blog Talk. It's a little compromise, so I can be on longer. So I chose the business section because it's more focused as far as, like, business-oriented, motivational tarot, that sort of thing. So it'll be pretty much a recap of this show, but kind of done in a different way, kind of more of a fun, chill way. So definitely come and listen for 1:30 in the business section. And then I have the Facebook page in the description. My Life Wouldn't Be Complete Without Tarot. I'll be doing personal readings on that page till 2:30. So I have the page up, so after the show's over, if you guys want to post questions, and so I'll be there. You know, I'm kind of monitoring it as I'm, you know, multitasking, doing other things. So I would just say have a focus. One question is welcome. Post the request in, and I usually take like 15 minutes or so to get back to anyone who wants to do that on the page. Okay. And just make sure as you scroll down, look at some of the, I got some nice little materials with tarot posts. And I have the limited edition hoodie to commemorate all my listeners. Thank you guys for listening with me. And yeah, make sure you guys like it, share the page. Appreciate it. And let's see what else. Oh, and a reminder, I also have some other clients. I'm doing natal chart readings, and that takes a little bit of time, so I do apologize about not being on time with that. It takes me a while to filter through the information. It's like 14 to 20 pages on an individual. So, I mean, I have a couple projects that I have to do, but I'm still working on it. Just to remind you guys, if you did get a reading with me outside of the show, it's just going to take a little bit more time for those natal charts. But I'm still working on it, promise. And, okay, so I'm going to play a song to set off the mood for today. This is Bad for Lashes. I like them, and, She is like a European artist, and I think she has like a nice sound, and I think this is her song, Keep All Your Gold or something like that. It's a really nice song.
Stay up late alone. Never whisper you a great love story.
Okay. That was Bad for Lashes. I really do like that song. You can guys go to YouTube. They have that video up. And she's, like, basically on the beach and kind of going through what looks like a tantrum. But she's just, like, really into, you know, the emotions of her relationship. And she's just, like, kind of – I feel like that's a song that's, like, a regret when she's looking back on things. Like, she shouldn't have gave all herself to this guy because now that it didn't work out for her. She just doesn't have – you know, a sense of herself or nothing left for herself. So now she feels, like, lost and broken and empty. I really like the song. You guys check out the video on YouTube. Anyway, let's get to some of the articles. Okay, so there's an article, the first article, Political Minute. It's a good story. I came across this article. It's from Abby. People write this lady called Dear Abby. And it's basically like two stories. If you go and click into the article, it's like two stories of women and relationships. The first one was about a woman who likes being alone, and she was like really going through it because her husband was like, you know, I just, you know, I love you, but I'm not happy. And it's not what you think. You think, okay, maybe he's going to say something involving sex or like, you know, affection. No, she says she's really good with the affection with her and her son. It's just that she's not really sociable. She likes to stay in the house, and he wants to go out with his friends, but he wants her to go with him. So, you know, you would think, like, wow, that's like a no-brainer, right, to start going out with your husband. But she has, when I was reading the article, it sounds like this lady really has some deep issues because she says she can't even look her husband and son in the eye. And the lady who wrote the article, Abby, she thinks that this person might have, like, she said that she might have either, like, a psychological or neurological problem. And I think it's more psychological. I did a little short tarot reading, and it just looks like what I suspected. She got the Five of Wands, which is kind of like a family card, if you think about it. Like, it was this tree where there's different people on the tree, and it's all this fire. So I really feel like she has a past that's just, woo, she needs to talk to someone about that, right? I mean, oh, man, like, for her, I would say beneficial just to start maybe with some self-help because she is, like, a loner. That would be good for her. But I think she really would benefit from some therapy, preferably a woman, like a female therapist who's into, like, natural healing or, you know. So when I did that reading, because I got the Empress card for her, like, therapy situation, it was making me think, maybe in her family situation, she has some problems with her mother or something like that, some real deep-seated mommy issues. So I really feel like a correction needs to look at, I guess, like, women in a positive light so she can, I guess, become a better woman herself, and it'll reflect in her family. That's just some of the things I came up with when I was looking into or pondering into that story. But as you scroll down, there's, like, a second article. I wasn't expecting, like, another article that they're going to fit in there because they used the title of the woman who wants to be alone, that she, you know, she might leave her husband, you know, or something like that. So I just didn't expect a second story. But there's a second story towards the end, and it talks about, I feel like, a young woman who's trying to get married, and she's dealing with issues about keeping her maiden name. Yeah, if you read that story, it's basically something you don't think will be a problem, but I've heard this come up a lot of times where women want to keep their maiden name when they get married, and they don't want to really share, you know, the guy's last name. So he really has an issue with this because he's traditional, and he takes it as a sign that she's not being committed to him. But when she just really sounds like a real individualist, like she wants to keep her maiden name. And you know, it's funny because I used to work in a pharmacy, and I talked to a lot of women, and I actually found out it's very difficult when you do change your last name. It's like it changes up everything, like all your paperwork, everything you've done. It just becomes a real hassle after you take on a new last name. And after a while, you know, I would have deep conversations about this with women, and I was just thinking, like, I guess if you could go back in time, maybe you would have kept your maiden name, and then you wouldn't have so much hassle with the paperwork. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, I was just thinking about that, like, wow, like, it's really not favorite as far as, like, paperwork and just what you want to do. If you want to open up credit cards, I mean, just everything is under your maiden last name, so it really kind of messes things up for you. But with the woman, I would say, she's really into this guy. I got the Seven of Cups, so she is really into him. If she does go for a marriage, she can look towards up to a Two of Stones or a Two of Coins type of situation. She's always going to be balancing his traditional values against her wanting to grow and expand her own self or whatever. So it will always kind of like a balance. It will always be kind of like this give and take or compromise situation. And it's up to her if she wants to go through that, because she does sound like an individualist if you read into the article. The best thing, advice I could give to her, or just someone like her, I should say, because I don't think she'd be listening, but someone like her, I got the Sun of Life, and that kind of made it where she should really just kind of compromise, like hyphenate her name. I got the Sun of Life. If she keeps her name, I got the Magician. So it's more of like, you know, if she really wants to be an individualist, then she probably would want to, because I don't think, if she keeps her last name, I don't think he's going to want to marry her. Let's just put it that way. Like, it's going to be problems. So if she wants to marry him, hyphenate her name, and it kind of like gives her the room to be expressive, but also share her sunshine to the guy. So that'll work out for her. But then it's kind of like a foreshadowing. If she does marry him, it's always going to be kind of like this compromise in their relationship, which makes sense. When you get married, it's always about compromise. It's someone else you're living your life with. If she's really not going to go for that type of bag, I do agree with the article person, Abby, that she should look for someone else who shares her values. So that was just, yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I wonder if Abby, if you go, I got to check on that article. I wonder if the people do feedback with her. It looks like a really exciting type of blog. But I was thinking about relationships in general, and I was thinking about, for some reason, I was thinking about Mariah Carey. Some people really look at her situation as, like, favorable, like she has a good marriage or success in marriage. So I did a real quick thing while the song was playing, like, what is the secret behind Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon's success, right? So I got the Three of Coins, which is, like, the creativeness, you know, her talent. And then I got the Six of Wands, which I feel like is more like Nick Cannon. He is doing a lot of work. He's getting a lot of money from that, and he feels like kind of like a winner, like he has this abundance. So between their creative talent and just the man feeling like he has this abundance, I mean, it really works well for them. I got a signifier card for something that we should all take in as advice to how they make it work, like, a, you know, kind of like a guide. And I got the Knight of Wands, and I thought that was interesting. Yeah, so more about that. The Knight of Wands, I feel like in their relationship, they are about fairness. So they don't really step on each other's toes, and if it happens, they do have a conversation about it. Like, about, it's about fairness. The Knight of Wands is about fairness. So it's about standing up for your beliefs and values so you don't feel like you're getting stepped on. So on top of the creativeness that they both share and the money that they both make, they do work each other as far as, like, compromise in the sense of fairness. Like, you know, you don't step on my toes, I don't step on your toes. You know, this is what I believe. I respect that you believe in this. And it's kind of like that. Like, they're really good with the language and communication in their marriage. And that's what works for them. So I thought that was interesting. It's really difficult to get up to that Knight of Swords, though, I tell you. It's almost like a skill. You have to really be good with conversation. And debates do follow a lot of times. If you're not skilled at it, it can turn into, like, this debate. I've been in situations of the Knight of Wands with my friends, and, you know, you might be into something. Don't ever let it be a conversation about politics. Oh, that Knight of Swords. Oh, man. It could be just about simple celebrity stuff, and those debates will happen. But I guess the secret is to make sure you're skilled at, you know, explaining where you come from. But, okay, moving right along, I'm going to play a little short song, and then we're going to get into the herbs. We're going to get into the open calls. So, yeah, and I still got my chat rolling up. So I'm going to play something for you guys.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roses in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breeze blows.
Okay. Oh, Grandmaster Flash. Now, I had another article. It was like how to benefit off of Obamacare. There's some kind of lawsuit, personal lawsuit. And I thought it would be best to kind of talk about that in the business corner at 1:30. It's just too much to get into. As I was reading, I was like, okay. I kind of did a glean, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be fruitful where we could get money. So I was like, let me take some more time with this and put it up for 1:30, and I'll talk more about that article. But, okay. So everyone is into their emotions today. I feel like Thursday, Jupiter is the day of luck. If you want to go, this is the day that you want to have faith and just like believe in yourself, just relax, get into your relationships, get into your emotions, and just express how you feel. Like Thursday will roll and it will be such a great day for you. This is the day of luck. This is the day of Jupiter. For the weekend, when I did it on Monday, the forecast is the wheel. And it's really a symbol of just, you know, having the opportunity to grow and expand, whether it be in yourself. I feel like today is more of like growing and expanding in yourself, your personality. But it also can mean like your wealth and trying to increase your wealth. I say if you're healthy in yourself first, then your wealth will follow after that, right? That's just usually how it is. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So on that note, I wish I had George Michael's Got to Have Faith. I will play that real quick. I feel like that definitely signifies some things. But, okay, I'm going to take in a caller. This is the open caller. Before I do that, let me forget. I'm about to miss out on the herbs. Okay, so real quick, licorice. Licorice is the herb of the day. Now, sweet licorice, it'll increase your resilience to stress, whether physical or emotional. Now, I take it for something else, but what is really good for, they say, it's good for antiviral, especially like the Cherokee. They use it for antivirus infections such as herpes. They use it for athlete's foot. They put it on their skin. It's really good as an antiviral, and it actually acts as a natural version of steroid cortisone. There is a component, the glycyrrhizin, I hope I'm saying that right, The glycyrrhizin component is the natural element of the licorice that will definitely help with inflammation. It's good for arthritis. It's good for PMS. That's one thing I wanted to put out. I call my attention. It's good for like menstrual symptoms and also menopausal symptoms. So it sounds like it's a real good hormone imbalance, hormone balancer. And it's women, we need to get balanced. So I guess that's why it's good for emotional, increasing emotional resilience. Let's see what else. Okay. Yeah, I think that's about it for licorice. Yeah. I say my personal experience with licorice, we have a herb store near us. I go in and get the licorice, and the person was telling me it's also good for teeth. So I got this hard licorice root. I mean, it looks like a tree bark. And I'm thinking, this looks hard. I mean, it's cut into pieces, but I'm like, this looks hard. So I started chewing it. I'm like, this is so hard, right? It's not like the soft version, the sticky soft, gummy version. This is like the real licorice root. It's like hard. But I'm like, okay, as I'm chewing it, it started to get softer and kind of sweet. And I actually got used to it. Like, it took maybe like a couple of tries towards the day. I was like, oh, I'm used to this. This is going to be like my new thing. And I use it for digestion. What it does for digestion, it helps with indigestion, ulcers, heartburn. And, so I use it for digestion and for my teeth. The lady said it was good for teeth, so. And it's pretty cheap. If you have, like, a herb store near you, you should pop in there. A lot of this stuff is real cheap, like less than $10, I promise you. If you get, like, the raw dry herbs, I mean, it's less than $10. It's usually, we're talking like 3, 4, 5 ounces sometimes. And it lasts you a long time. I still have my herbs from last year ago. I mean, like, I haven't finished them off. So it does save money. And in this economy, you got to think about being resourceful a bit. Because stuff is too high. It's too damn high. Okay, so that's the licorice. Well, so let's get into, I have a third song. I was going to play after the show, but sometimes when I'm talking in the open call, it takes us into the after hour. So I'll play a little bit of this now. I'll play like 30 seconds of this, and then we'll get into the callers. And most likely the show will go into the after hours, usually like a 10-minute, 13-minute after hour. So if you want to listen in, make sure you call in, okay?
The winner is Beyonce Knowles, female pop vocalist.
I would like to thank the judges for picking me, my parents who I love. I love you, Houston.
Beyonce, her new album. That's a really good album. Okay, so I'm going to take in the caller, and I'm going to try to get be fast. I'm going to do a three card. So if you got like specific questions, focus the better. This are open calls on love and life. If not pertaining to love, then I'm sure it's a life question. And okay, so I'm going to take in the first caller, 207.
Hi, 207, good morning,
you're on
Joy.
The air.
Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
This is Tom.
How are you
I'd
doing,
like
Tom?
To know what I'm doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm very good. I'm very good. It's Thursday. It's a nice day. It's something about today. It's really joyous energy. So hopefully we can get that in your life. What's your question?
My question, I have a birthday coming up next week, and I'd like to know how my year is going to be.
Okay. You want to know how your birthday is going to be, or you just want to know how your year is going to be?
Whatever the cards want to tell me.
Okay, whatever the cards. Okay, so you just want general insight. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I have a different deck today because I'm letting my other deck charge. Normally I use a nature deck, But today I'm using the traditional writer deck, just for in case you're wondering about the difference. Okay, it looks like in a recent situation that maybe there's some money that came your way, but maybe I feel like you haven't gotten this money, like this is someone else, and you're kind of like reaching for some nourishment. You know, I got the Eight of Cups, like trying to get some rebirth or some emotional renewment. And, like, your year, I got, like, 15, 16, 15, 18. I got 18, the moon, 9. Okay, so, like, the result for, like, the year, it seems like you're going to be in a state of, I don't want to say suspension, but more just kind of, like, thinking, like, just deep thought, like, deep decisions, you know. You're going to have a lot of energy, though. It's going to be, like, kind of like a manic energy. So you're going to have, like, this, some days you're going to probably feel, like, really excited and kind of think of, like, think of, like, fantasies. Like, you're going to have just a lot of energy.
Okay.
But I feel like you need to have that because I feel like from the recent situation of the money, I got the Ten of Coins. I feel like you want that money, but, you know, it just hasn't gotten to you yet. And does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I really resonate with that.
Okay. So you want to, let me get one for your birthday real quick. Okay, just remind everyone we're going into the after hour. And so everyone who's on the line, just stay on the line and I'll get to everyone accordingly. And I should be able to make it because they give us like 10 minutes afterwards. So I'll keep it quick and make sure I get to touch everyone that's on the line. So for your birthday, Tom, okay. Now, this makes sense. It looks like, okay, I got the King of Cups. I mean, you're going to be really expressive for your birthday. You're kind of, like, holding this cup. It's good for someone to be around you because you're going to be, like, really expressive in your emotions. But I just kind of have this feeling you're going to feel kind of alone on your birthday. I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like you might feel alone, just, like, alone just as far as, like, your emotions because you're going to really want to express yourself and maybe there might not be people who are going to want to be as connected emotionally. Does that make sense?
Yes, it
does. Yeah, you're going to get really into, like, your spirituality and you just want to express, you know, feelings and, you know, I feel like for your birthday, you know, you'll be really in that mood of just expressing yourself and in your emotions and your intuition, and just maybe other people won't really be connected to you, to your emotions. So you kind of might feel alone about that. But other than that, like, it just looks like you're really trying to find yourself this year emotionally. You're reaching for energy with the moon to just kind of help you figure things out and what you want. In life, you know, I'm sure you want that money because I feel like that Ten of Coins is really kind of hurting. I don't want to say hurting you, but I feel like you're kind of like, wow, like it just kind of made you feel a certain type of way about not getting that money. I don't know.
Yeah, a little downtrodden. Yeah.
I don't know if you want to talk about that, but that's pretty much, I feel like your whole year is trying to recover. Yeah, recover from that.
That's an ongoing
thing. There was money that came. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, there was, like, money that came into your situation, but it didn't seem like you were able to grasp any of that money. So now you're having to, like, trying to reset yourself in, with balance and everything.
Oh, I'll get another chance. I know that.
Yeah, but does that make sense? Like, you tell me.
Yeah, no, that makes all the sense to me because I did have a chance to grab some money, and I didn't reach far enough, but I know now I'm going to extend myself.
That's what I feel like, too, yeah, because the Eight of Cups, he is reaching for something, like, it's something that, you know, I feel like, yeah, you had something in your grasp and you missed out on it, and now you're reaching for something more to try to fill whole again. That's like the Eight of Cups is kind of like a rebirth cycle to try to, you know, like try to recycle yourself back to feeling good.
That's right. Right, to reestablish it.
Right. It'll happen, though, because towards the end, I felt like this year I got the moon energy, so you'll go from kind of feeling emotionally depleted from not getting that money to just having, like, all this, kind of like yourself again. I want to say, like, this is a normal mood for you, just being kind of, like, high in energy, ecstatic kind of energy. So you will get your energy back.
Great. I need it right now.
Yeah.
I
so
feel it's coming
don't worry
on
about
slowly.
It.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
coming on
that's
slowly.
What, yeah, that's that eight of... Yeah, that for right now, that's that eight of cups energy. It won't be too long. But, I mean, it's coming, but, yeah, it's kind of like a long draw. Just think of, like, a syringe when you're doing, like, you're withdrawing some liquid in it, and it's kind of slow and steady, but it's definitely coming as far as, like, trying to refill your energy back.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you very much, Joy.
Okay. You're welcome.
I'll speak to you
okay,
again.
I'm going to put, do you want, okay, very good. Do you want me to put you on mute to listen in, or do you want to hang up? It's up to you.
I'll take you in the car with me.
Okay. I'm going to put you on mute then.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Tom. Thanks for calling in. Okay, so caller 9, who's next on the line? Okay, so caller 908, we still have plenty of time in after hour. 908, caller.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello. I'm doing okay. My name
How
is
doing?
James. I'm doing great. I'm calling from New Jersey. I have one specific question. I was wondering, like, my love life. I was wondering when I'm going to meet the right girl.
Right girl? Okay.
The right
okay,
person.
James, okay.
My birth date is like May 1st, 1973.
You said 1973?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I see that, wow. I feel like right now, let's go with right now. Right now you are working on something. I got the three of coins. So I feel like this is like your field, your career, and like you're really good at it, but you're still kind of like in infancy. You know, you're still working on it.
Well, I'm on like, I don't really have a,
oh, go ahead.
I don't really have a career. I'm on like Social mm-hmm. Security, SSI.
Right, are you doing?
For,
right, are you doing like a skill? Are you working on something? Like you're trying to work at like,
a skill? Well,
I feel like this is more like you trying to figure out how to get money. But
yeah.
If you're working towards something. Yeah.
Yes.
It's not, I didn't say it was done. It's like in an infancy stage and you're just kind of like hard at work at something. But I would say keep pressing on with that because it seems like what you're doing right now is going to be successful. I got the three of coins. So it could be, I feel like usually this card is more in like the creative side of things, so it looks like that venture will work out for you. So keep focused on that. Your past situation, though, that's why I wanted to go with what you're doing now, because your past situation, when I looked at it, you got the hermit, and I really feel like you're just getting out of a relationship or something. Like you just kind of, I don't know. You tell me. It feels like you're kind of like drained and stressed a little bit, and it's kind of put you into a four of swords energy. And, you know, like you're just going to be thinking about this love that you were involved with. But just didn't. Yeah, go ahead.
I got out of a relationship last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it wasn't recent.
It
was like last
you,
year.
Though. Right. It still bothers you. I mean, it's like still on your mind. You're still thinking about this person. I mean, do you find yourself going into, like, deep reflections a lot of times about the relationship? Where it could kind of seem excessive. That's why I feel like I got the hermit card for you.
Yeah, maybe a little. I mean, not too much.
I feel like, yeah, right now you're searching for you're searching for something better. I was going to say about the relationship. I don't know how you're going to take this, but when you that three of coins that you're working on, when you complete with that, finding a way to, you know, really get that money, it's telling me that you're going to have faith as far as, like, the relationship, too. You're going to have this energy. I feel like they go hand in hand. When you feel like you got your career or, like, you got this skill that you're working on finally set and it's making you money, it's going to give you, like, this energy, this faith energy to help you feel more positive about meeting the woman. And when you got, like, that positive energy, it's almost like that, like magic, like you're going to attract the woman that you want. Because I feel like until you can just kind of get out of this hermit phase with the other relationship and just really focus on, you know, what you're doing now, like more put all your energy into what you're doing now. Because what's that going to do? You'll get closer to your goal. You'll get that energy that you need to attract the woman that you want to attract. You don't want to still have this energy of this old, you know, this other person still hanging around you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because, I don't know how much you want to get into your three of coins. May I ask, like, what you're working on?
Really nothing. I don't work. Like, I'm on SSI. I've been on it for, like, since 2003. And really does my computer and taking pictures.
Okay, that's what it is then, because the three of coins is creative energy. So I feel like with the picture, wait, let me make sure. Yeah, I feel like the picture shows that you're really good at it or you're learning and people recognize your skill, right? You're still kind of learning about it, but
yeah,
if you get people to get some feedback, they really like what you do. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
If you were to
I love taking pictures. I'm sorry?
Yeah, you actually have, like, you know what? This makes sense, too. If you can continue your photography and the computer skills, the love will come. It's almost like it attracts that woman that you want. Because I got the Two of Cups energy. So as you just put more, just have faith, put more of your energy into your skill, the computers, the photography, as you keep doing that and perfecting that skill, you will find it's almost like your true mate, like you will attract that true, you know, person. I got the Two of Cups. It's like a relationship card. So it's almost like that will answer your question. Like that will help you find a new love, is this thing you're working on, just to give you more clarification.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That's, like, real positive for you. So I know your previous relationship is kind of a doozy, but just something to look forward to and motivate you. Yeah, your pictures are really good. People give you, like, that feedback to it. So definitely work on that. That is lucrative. That is the Three of Coins. Maybe not, like wealthy lucrative, but that is, like, sustainable income right there. So you want to keep doing that, and you will attract, like, a true mate. Like, you will attract that woman that you will really be into.
That would be great, because I always wanted to meet the right person and have a family one day.
That will be your ticket, because I feel like that will be the one. The Two of Cups is very specific as far as it will be kind of like that love attraction, that water energy, just that really emotional, it'll be kind of like an emotional connected type of relationship. You'll really, you know, have that connection with that person. Yeah, that's what you will need, yep. If you focus on your photography, you'll attract that woman that you're really going to be into. It's going to be, I feel like it's going to start off pretty hot and heavy in the beginning, definitely. And I mean, you'll know by your feelings. When you feel that way about her, you'll know. Like, it's a very specific feeling. I feel like she will replace the other one that you had. So you'll know.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Like, show me love. Like, I show, what I mean is, like, love me as much as I could love somebody else.
Right.
Something
but this
like
person that.
That
you're kind of, yeah. The way you felt, basically the way you felt in your previous relationship that you're still kind of like up all night kind of thinking about still, you know, It's like this woman will replace. It's like you won't feel that way anymore because this woman will give you the same type of feeling. That she'll replace, you know, what you're.
So I don't know those women. Like I know a lot of females. I'm talking to a couple new people, but so I don't know this person. I guess.
No, I feel like if anything, like okay, you want to know if you met them. I really don't think you've met them yet. You're still kind of like perfecting your craft. It's almost like as you get good with the photography, as you keep getting good with the photography and you start making some money off of it, you know, online or whatever, just kind of being creative with that, it's like it's distinctive. You'll know it's her, like the way she makes you feel. It'll be just kind of like immediate. Think of like immediate, you know, deep emotion. So, you know, you'll both be attracted to each other. So it's just. You'll know that that's like, okay, I want to marry her, if that makes any sense.
Oh,
I don't feel like you've really met her yet. Like, okay. I hope that was helpful. I mean, I do take personal readings. I have the Facebook page in the description. So if you or other callers want to go onto the Facebook page, I definitely can help you. 1:30, I come on again in the business section. So if you want to look for me at 1:30, because I haven't been able to get to everyone. I think I have, like, two callers left, but definitely there's more opportunity to get more pre-personalized readings. So hope that was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks, James, for calling in. I'm going to put you on mute.
Oh, thank you.
If that's okay. You're welcome.
That's fine.
Okay. So I hope everyone, enjoyed. Sorry I couldn't get to the other two people because Blog Talk's going to kick us off in, like, a minute. So I think I'm just going to play a song. Just remember, Facebook, personalized readings, 1:30 today, Blog Talk. You can call back again, and I'll make sure I try to get to everybody. So, all right.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back.